The Charlotte Symphony Orchestra's reputation is at the center of a violinist's application for an EB1 green card. These green cards are awarded to professionals with extraordinary ability in a specialized field. Distinguished academics and artists, for example, or top international business executives. Well, Russian violinist Alina Lev argues that she qualifies for one. Lev was the Charlotte Symphony's assistant concertmaster for 4 years until 2013. She says she meets the requirements as someone with extraordinary ability who performed a critical role for a distinguished organization. But Immigration Services denied her application because it says the Charlotte Symphony isn't distinguished enough. The Charlotte Observer reported on the dispute this week. Symphony's president and CEO Bob Stickler says Immigration Services got it wrong.
The symphony was helping her with whatever she needed. Our music director wrote a letter on her behalf, and we got the League of American Orchestras to also write a letter. The League noted that this was the first time that they've been asked to address the question of whether a U.S. orchestra of our size has a distinguished reputation.
So even the League of Orchestras hasn't heard of this sort of thing happening before?
Not to an orchestra of our size.
And when you say an orchestra of your size, what do you mean?
The League has levels, and they have 7 levels of orchestras, and we're in level 2, which are regional orchestras, such as Jacksonville, Kansas City, Phoenix, cities like that. The level 1 is Chicago, New York, Boston, levels like that.
What is the symphony's reaction to their ruling?
Well, my reaction was I don't know what their definition of distinguished is. To say that we're not a distinguished orchestra would be news to Itzhak Perlman, who played with us this past season, James Galway, who's going to play with us next season, Renee Fleming, Yo-Yo Ma. I mean, these are the superstars of classical music around the world, and they've all played with us. It would also be news to our music director, Christopher Warren Green, who was selected to lead the music for the last royal wedding at Westminster. So I looked at that and I said, this decision was made by somebody who didn't know what they were talking about.
Is there a concern that this could affect a musician's choice maybe to come and play here?
I don't think so. I think that everybody, especially in the industry, understands that this was a decision made by somebody who apparently doesn't know anything about American orchestras. At a level 2 orchestra, we are salaried musicians, unlike in the smaller orchestras where it tends to be they get paid per service that they provide, service being a rehearsal or a performance. And second, we have 62, which is a good-sized number of full-time musicians.
All right, Bob Stickler, thank you very much.
Okay.
The Charlotte Symphony is one of 21 symphonies classified as Level 2 by the League of American Orchestras. Alina Leff is now with the Level 1 San Francisco Symphony, which is more likely to meet the government's standard as a distinguished organization. Her attorney says Leff is still waiting to hear whether her application will be reopened. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.